Listening Post. I'm your host, Jesse Hardman.
You know when you live in New Orleans, you see something every day that makes you do a double take or leaves you a little emotional? Maybe it's a tricked out adult tricycle or a guy with a tuba waiting at the bus stop as a man rides by him on a horse. Saw that last weekend. It's pure joy. Well, somebody recently left us some audio at one of our Listening Post recording devices that made us feel that way. It was in response to our questions of the week: what music was playing in your home growing up? And if you could pick one song to represent you, what would it be?
Well, let me tell you about the electric slide.
Oh!
Everywhere I go with my fam, we listen to it, we go in, we get it popping, let me show you an example. And everywhere it's like, I feel like that's my roots, because no matter where I go, if that beat drop, no matter how old, how young you are, you could be 2 years old, you could be 101, you still gonna feel it. In case y'all don't know.
Ooh, can you teach it to me?
Yes, let's go right now. When I do the electric slide, I go to the right, I go to the left, I go back, I go forward. I covered all my bases. Then I turn around. Feel me? Everything's on track.
That great recording was from a collaboration we did with the Contemporary Arts Center in the CBD. Shout out to Mariana and Sam for the idea. And since it's Jazz Fest, we thought we'd get our questions about music and heritage out into the wider New Orleans community, including to some of the amazing performers from around the world who come to town. Musician Sean Skolnick, better known as Langhorne Slim, is from Pennsylvania via New York and Nashville. But he's been hanging out, practicing his guitar around the Holy Cross neighborhood a lot lately.
I'm Langhorne Slim. I am a musician, and I'm a traveling freak of a man.
You and I've got our backs against the wall. If we stay down,
Slim's Americana-style music encompasses a lot of influences. His grandparents get some of the credit for that, he says.
My grandparents were in Atlantic City. They used to take us to the casino. Jack loved blackjack, and May loved video poker. And we would get to see all these amazing shows. So we would see Fats Domino when I was really little, and Chubby Checker, and I got to see Lionel Hampton before he died. And my mother was a huge Barbra Streisand fan. There was literally Barbra Streisand shrines, lots of posters, books, things like that in the house. So I had, like, show tunes playing, then, like, Lionel Hampton. Then my father was really into classic rock and roll.
And as for what song represents him best?
I watched this documentary the other night. It's called Sunshine Superman. And it's about the guy that's credited for kind of inventing bass jumping. And there's this beautiful scene, and they're playing the bird song Wasn't Born to Follow. I'm sure I've heard that song before in my life, but it never like hit me so deeply, and ever since I've been listening to that song like 5 times a day.
Per usual, we sent out our Listening Post questions far and wide via the cell phones of New Orleans, and we got one of our liveliest and most prolific text message responses yet. Langhorne Slim was kind enough to read a few of our favorites.
If you could pick one song that represents you best, what would it be and why? William Devon's Be Thankful for What You Got, because I don't drive a Cadillac with gangster white wheels, but I feel like I do when I'm with the people I care about. That's beautiful. Good Morning Heartache by Billie Holiday, because I keep getting involved with the same guy over and over. LOL. Express Yourself, NWA, because I'm a wild bastard. Brahma Fear by Jimmy Buffett. It's about facing fear and being honest with yourself. It would be New Orleans Ladies. Reason is, I was born and raised in the 7th Ward, and I truly believe in and love New Orleans. Good stuff, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Slim. While it's exciting to have big names like Stevie Wonder, Elvis Costello, and Lauryn Hill in town, Jazz Fest is also an opportunity for some true local acts to get some love.
Well, okay, they call me Guitar Lightning Lee, and I always let them know I'm from downtown New Orleans, which means the lower nine.
Guitar Lightning Lee says as a kid growing up in New Orleans, there was music everywhere. He didn't have to just sit at home and listen to the radio.
While kids in school, we'd all go up Rampart Street, walk up down Rampart trying to catch up with Little Richard. Fast Domino, which I know very well. Ernie Cato, which was also a friend of mine.
Lee says his first musical influence was his dad, who hailed from Macomb, Mississippi. He had a guitar that he'd play on Saturdays when he was off work.
And it was the old Muddy Waters tune. And he'd play that one tune all the time.
With nearly six decades of music under his belt, Lee has a long catalog to choose from when it comes to answering which song represents him best. He says it's a more recent one he wrote called Missing Mama Dear.
After all these years missing Mama Dear, in the lower Ninth Ward, Mama, things was hard, but we made it through it all. You know, it's just about the storm. And like I said, when I was writing, I was saying, what would Mama say if she'd been here to see this? Talking about the storm.
After all, missing Mama Dear. Lord, I wish you were here. In the Lord.
The last word in this week's Listening Post segment belongs to Broadmoor resident Michelle Royce. She won two tickets to Jazz Fest for texting in our favorite response to our questions of the week. Royce grew up in Katy, Texas, and her musical guidance was KIKK FM radio.
Nothing but country. Lots of Porter Wagner and Johnny Cash and Charlie Pride and Dolly Parton and, yep, all the oldies.
Royce says she first experienced rock and roll when she got in trouble at 16 and was sent to a reform camp.
And I learned about rock and roll and Rocky Horror Picture Show, sex and drugs and drinking.
That's when she heard the song she says represents her best, Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Oh, you gonna take me home tonight.
I was 16, and I had no bottom at all, but I was very jealous. And then when I finally got a bottom, that did something for my heart. I am a fat bottom girl, and I do make the world go round, because if we lose this, everything gets tilted off its axis.
Hey! Rock on, Michelle. This is the Listening Post. If you'd like to join our project, text the word hello to our number, 504-303-4348. Our microphone is your microphone, New Orleans. We'll see you next time.